Welcome to Inclusion Matters, produced by the Center for Inclusive Childcare,
aka the CICC.
We're located at inclusivechildcare.org.
Welcome to Inclusion Matters, a podcast of the Center for Inclusive Child Care. I'm Cindy Croft, Director of the Center, and I'm here with Priscilla Weigel and Dia Anderson, and we're continuing our discussion of attachment. And so we're excited once again to be talking with Dia, who has done some courses here at the Center for Inclusive Child Care on attachment, and we want to get more expertise from her on this topic that we know is of great interest to our listening audience. And so we have a lot of information to seek from you today again. So we thought today we would really kind of look at attachment and kind of what it looks like, the types, and really focus on how attachment affects that relationship that the caregiver and the child have. And so maybe you could tell us a little bit about what attachment can look like.
Sure. So Marjorie Ainsworth, her research kind of revolved around the idea of observing and rating behavior based on the departure and return of the caregiver. So it was a very, I guess what I'm trying to say is that the pattern of attachment, it's not important for us to be identifying and diagnosing or anything like that. That's not our role. Mm-hmm. Our role is just to be aware of whether or not the child has a trusting relationship with us as caregivers. Mm-hmm. But basically what Ainsworth identified was that there were children that had secure and insecure attachments. And again, remember, this was a laboratory setting. So those children with secure attachments, it started out where they would be in an unfamiliar playroom with their primary caregiver, and those that were securely attached, you could tell, were able to explore the toys and other equipment in the room, and then, you know, with the knowledge that their caregiver was present. Then their caregiver, a stranger, would enter, and then the caregiver would leave, and then they looked at whether or not, you know, how distressed the children got. And of course, a child who's securely attached is going to get distressed.
Sure.
When that primary, that safe haven, that secure base person leaves. Mm-hmm. Probably not going to be easily comforted by a stranger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What they found were that there were children, though, who differed from that reaction. There were children who were not able to explore in that new environment very readily, even though their primary caregiver was there. And then when the caregiver left, some of the children got upset. Some of them didn't.
Hmm.
And then when the caregiver would return, some of them would almost be angry or would ignore the return of the caregiver. And those types of responses were seen as being a sign of an insecure attachment pattern.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that whole idea of insecure and secure is really not that essential for us to know.
Right.
What's essential for us to know is that it's important for us to build that healthy, responsive, caring,
sure,
nurturing relationship with the children in our care.
Right, so that they see us as that safe haven and that secure base when,
yes,
they're with us.
Yes.
Because you think of how much time children spend in child care, and
yep,
if there isn't that connection with the caregiver.
Exactly.
Very distressing. And it's hard to, as you mentioned in the first segment, just how important healthy attachment is for all the domains of development. So you look at a child who does not have that peace, that confidence to explore, then learning doesn't happen.
Right, exactly. Yeah, the learning, cognitive learning, they're also not going to be probably as readily available to building relationships with their peers, which, you know, affects the development of their social skills and their emotional skills, their ability to self-regulate.
Right.
You know, if you're constantly worried and not feeling safe, a child's not going to be available.
Can you spend a little bit of time maybe talking to people about why a child might have a tendency toward an insecure attachment or an insecure attached relationship? Like, what type of factors might be present in the child's life?
Well, it could be that the child has never experienced really responsive, consistent, predictable care.
Mm-hmm.
And that can, you know, it can become really easy to blame caregivers, parents, or whoever is raising that child, or spent the most time with that child from infancy. But that can be due to, you know, we tend to parent the way we were parented. So it can be sort of that generational thing. It can also, if a mother is depressed, that can really influence her ability to be physically and psychologically available mm-hmm. to her baby. Mm-hmm. There could be a recent trauma going on, could be domestic violence, mental health issues. Perhaps the family is not able to meet their basic needs for housing and food, and those mm-hmm. types of things, mm-hmm. which can influence a caregiver's ability to be present and
sure.
available.
Right.
So there can be just multiple factors.
How about a physiological need in the child, a special need of some sort that hasn't been diagnosed, or
a
biological issue or whatever, just
yep.
their coping skills?
Yep, that can be, you know, a child with a special need, perhaps that, or it could even be a medical need,
sure.
Mm-hmm. where maybe they tend to cry a lot, or a colicky baby
right,
even,
right.
That are, they're difficult to soothe. You know, that in combination with any of those other factors can really play a role in how well somebody is able to calm and build that relationship with that child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a child, when you think about if a baby is born with a visual impairment of some kind, they aren't going to be able to make that initial eye contact.
Sure.
Which
sure.
is part of what draws us to those babies, to
right.
interacting with them, is that eye contact, and
mm-hmm.
then they're smiling. So though it can influence the attachment relationship, but it is important to keep in mind, though, that the presence of a special need does not mean that there will be an issue with attachment.
Great point.
Very important point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's possible. Temperament is also a big thing.
Right.
You know, that we talk about with temperament, that goodness of fit between the caregiver mm-hmm. and the infant. You know, that can be, if you have a child who is really low adaptability and high intensity, and you've got a caregiver who's the same way, there might be that little bit of a clash
sure.
in just them learning to really interact and connect with one another.
So there that would certainly impact the relationship, and I think for the people listening, as you talk about this, and it's so interesting, I think we want to remind them that sometimes they have to sort of step outside of themselves at times and think, you know, this relationship's, you know, on me. I'm the adult here.
Exactly.
And let's think about maybe what's factoring in here, because we want these little ones to have the best kind of care and responsive relationship that we can give them.
Yeah, a really great resource that I want to mention is called Circle of Security.
Okay.
It's a website. It's actually Circle of Security International. And they talk about just what you said, Cindy, about we're the adult. It's on us. And it's easy to think, well, it's this child, we need to fix the child. But really, we're the ones that have the wherewithal to be able to make those kinds of changes. And if we're finding that there's a lot of stress in a relationship with a child, Circle of Security talks about the importance of adults being bigger, stronger, and kinder.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. That's a great way to end today. And then our next podcast will really concentrate on how we can promote that whole healthy attachment in the children that we're working with. And so happy that this is we're having these discussions and that both of you are here. Thank you again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's all for now. See you next time.